I certainly hope we come to an agreement that will reopen the government and allow us to pay our bills and ensure that we keep up the good credit of this country. It's been very disappointing and troubling to see a small handful of extremists in the House and the Republican Party get us to this point. I think we can't accept this cycle of dysfunction and brinkmanship anymore. It's having real consequences for our region. I think we need new leadership in Washington. You know, if you talk to voters in upstate New York and across the country, they're very frustrated with the government shutdown, with the games that are being played with our debt ceiling, with our economy, and the good credit of this country. I think Republicans are rightly receiving the majority of that that blame and that burden. I think we need new leadership. I think we need folks who will focus on common sense solutions to grow our economy and create jobs. I think we need to make sure that it works. You know, it was frustrating to see these websites in New York State and across the country not work as smoothly as they should have. You know, for those of us who believe that government has a role to play in making people's lives better, government needs to work. So we also need to be its strongest critics. And if the exchanges aren't working properly, if the websites aren't working properly, that's unacceptable. We've made a promise to the American people that this will help improve their healthcare and their lives, and we need to make sure that it works.